How to date online successfully as a woman. There are many tips that'll go into this. I want to give you some of the most juicy tips that'll help you to be in your feminine energy, your feminine magnetism, magnetic feminine polarity that'll attract a masculine, healthy man who wants to lead, protect, provide, be your hero, and take care of your heart and value you and want to make you happy. So there's a couple keys when you're approaching your online dating that will help with this. Most of it starts with your profile and your photos that you're using online. A couple keys with this is you want to make sure you're not using photos where you are not happy, obviously, not smiling, and or wearing sunglasses. So there's a couple don'ts that I'm going to mention. Don't wear sunglasses. Don't be looking unhappy or neutral for the most part on that, because a man can't feel your heart. Make sure your face is fully visible, not cut off. And there's good lighting. A man can see your face as well as your body. You want to have body shots as well with feminine open body language. And you want to be dressed in a way you feel attractive. You don't want to have anyone else in the photos. You want it to be just photos of you so he can see himself being in your life and being a part of your life rather than being confused like, who are these people and which one is actually you? And that'll just totally confuse him. You want to make sure all the photos are of you, not just of random objects or places. And you want to show some photos also of your lifestyle and things you enjoy, things you love, you're passionate about, while keeping all the other things that I mentioned as true as well. So those are some basics with the profiles, the photos. Now, a cheat code to make sure you are having good photos is you want to focus on photos where your magnetic feminine radiance is coming through. So these would be photos where you are actually feeling feminine and receptive in the photos, meaning you're happy. You're feeling open, you may be laughing, you have all of your guards are down, you feel alive, passionate. It's like the universe is moving through you in those photos. It could just be as simple as you standing with open body language, your hair down, smiling at the camera. But the radiance is shining through because in that moment when you took the photo, you felt open, you felt alive, you felt happy, you felt joyful, and you also felt that sense of yearning for a man, a yearning for a relationship in your life, which is more of a, it's actually a light energy rather than like a grasping energy. It's like you putting out that light of like, I'm ready, I'm available, come and claim me. So those are some energetic tips with the photos. You may need to retake them, have a friend take them. Also, I'm not a fan of like bathroom selfies or anything where you can see the phone or there's a mirror involved. Try to get your friends, somebody to take a photo, friends or family, in an environment that looks nice. Luxury environments are nice too if you can, but it can be just anywhere that looks nice, nature, whatever is natural and pleasant for you too. And now with the bios and texts that you might have in your profiles, you want to also make sure that you are having things in your profiles that is sharing that as well. So your feminine radiance comes through in your text of your profile through you sharing your emotions. So rather than saying, I do this for work and I live here and I like to do these hobbies and this is what I'm looking for, this is what I'm not looking for, which is very typical and average for profiles, you want to share your feelings. Now, one of the best phrases I'm going to give you, a cheat code here for phrasing on your profile, is you want to say something vulnerable and it's emotional. So you'd say something like, I feel, you would literally start your profile with this, I feel anxious. And you're like, wait, what the heck? What are you saying in your profile here? You'd say, I feel anxious on this being on the site, or I feel anxious putting myself out there like this, but I'm excited to meet somebody new. So it's a very vulnerable statement, and it's also a very feminine statement because you're sharing your emotions, you're opening your heart. A man gets to actually feel you, because when you're opening your heart and sharing vulnerably, they're not all positive emotions. There's going to be positive emotions and negative emotions. You're showing both. If it's true for you, you try to find these true emotions that you may be feeling in relation to online dating. I feel anxious. I feel fear. I feel nervous. I feel, it could just be that you are excited. Share that too. I feel excited to put myself out here. I feel excited to meet somebody new. I feel so excited to be here and hopefully meet somebody new. Share the emotions. That's the way you actually start it. Not with what you do for work, which would actually be leading with your masculine, or your education, or your family background, or anything like that. You're leading with your emotions. And then you could share the other things as well. Share what you love to do for fun, where you grew up, potentially, things like that. But share from an emotional place. So say, like, I feel so alive when I travel, and I love going to my favorite place, which is Bali, or Canada, or Greenland, wherever you like to go travel, you would share that in your bio and share the other things that light you up, your family, your friends, but share the emotions behind it. I feel so grateful for my friends. That saying right there, I feel, is going to be so valuable for you in your profile. So those are some of the words. You want to, another, as a rule of thumb with your bio and things like that, you don't want to share negative things, and you don't want to share things that you don't want. That's what I mean by negative things. You don't want to share what I don't want. Not looking for hookups, not looking for cheaters. If you're married, GTFO. You're not putting any of that stuff in your profile, because that's getting a man to focus on what you don't want. Like, I don't want toxic relationships. I don't want drama. Don't say any of that, because a man doesn't know what to do with that. He doesn't know how to not be toxic with you. He doesn't know how to not be an asshole. You know, it's much easier to say what you do want. I would love to have a man in my life who we can go on adventures and have fun, and I feel safe and cherished, and we get to build an amazing family together, or we get to go on adventures. That's giving him a clear guidebook for how to treat you and what you want. And try to put in, as again, as many emotions as you can about how you want to feel with your man. And you could also say things that you would do together, and what you want that to look like. Now it's giving him a guidebook for how to make you happy, and it's still showing more of your heart, your feminine radiance that he gets to connect to and bond with. So do that throughout your profiles. Just take out any stuff about you might have had about what you don't want. Just get rid of it. And that's basics of it. If you can do that, you're likely going to attract a masculine man, a healthy masculine man that's going to be interested and going to reach out to you, or at least swipe for you. Say that he likes you. Now, the other approach you can take with your online dating is a more proactive approach. So if you're actually going through profiles, I'm usually not a fan of initiating and starting conversations with a man, but there is an exception to that. You can actually start a conversation in a feminine way. And that way he can take the leadership. So one thing you can do to actually start a conversation with a man is say something like, "May I share something with you?" And he'll say, "Sure." So here's the thing with this, the caveat with this process. As you're going through profiles of men, and if you see anything inside of a man's profile that makes you feel a strong emotion, like something he shared, something that is in one of his photos, maybe he's holding a puppy, it's a really cute puppy, and it's your favorite breed of dog. That's an example. So you can message him and you say, "Hi, may I share something with you?" And he would say, "Sure." And you say, "When I saw your photo of you holding that puppy, it made me feel so happy. Thanks for sharing that." Or you can even say, "It made me feel so happy," and just leave it at that. You're feminine. You're sharing from your feminine vulnerability. That's it. And you're in the process. Remember, the feminine is about the process. The masculine is about the outcome. So you're vulnerably sharing from your feminine. And then he gets to respond to that and say how that makes him feel. Or he just say like, "Thank you." Or he'll then have the gateway to start a conversation with you. But you have to be detached from whatever he does. He may not respond. There's a very high chance he may not respond. You have to be okay with that, because you're just practicing vulnerably sharing from your feminine. He's going to do with it whatever he may. But likely, because you've shared vulnerably your feelings and a reaction that you had that he caused, he's going to feel good about that if it's a good reaction. And he's going to want to engage you, and he's going to feel compelled to then start leading in the relationship more. Or he's going to start leading the relationship forward and potentially asking you questions or looking at your profile or asking you on a date. So that's a way that you can femininely engage with men, and you leave it at that. You wouldn't say anything else. But if there's men that you're coming across where there's something about their profile that just struck a chord, made you feel some strong emotion, just share that vulnerably, femininely, and raw to those men. And let it go, whatever happens. You could also do this with social media. If a man has posted something, if you post a photo, post a written piece, and it made you feel a strong emotion, share that. Another example would be like, "This post made me feel so sad, but also hopeful. Thank you for sharing this. And I appreciate how you worded that last part at the end. It really made a lot of sense to me. Thanks for sharing." So this is just an example. It really depends on what he posted. But of course, whatever emotions that made you feel, if it made you feel sad, share that. If it made you feel fear, share that. If it made you feel angry, share that. If it made you feel happy, grateful, joyful, hopeful, share those feelings with him, and maybe give a little bit reason why it made you feel that way. And you could also potentially end with appreciation. Thanks for sharing. Appreciation is always great, because you're rewarding him and you're making him feel like he's a man who can make you happy, and he's going to want to make his woman happy. So he's like, "Oh, maybe we should be together. I can make you happy. You're going to enjoy my communication and receive it, and I can continue to give," because giving is masculine. Feminine is about receiving. So he's getting to start giving you more of those things that were making you feel those emotions, and you can receive those things. So hope that was helpful. Gives you a guidebook to be able to start using this feminine communication and feminine polarity within your online dating and your social media context. And you could also, the last thing I'll add is you could also translate this to offline as well. So if you're in a situation, you're at a coffee shop and a man has a t-shirt that says something on it that makes you feel a certain way, maybe it's a positive slogan, and say, "May I share something with you?" And he'll say, "Sure." It's like, when I read your shirt, it just made me feel, it just brightened my day and made me feel so great. That shirt made me just brighten my day and made me feel so great. And he'll say, "Oh, well, great. I'm glad you liked it. I just got this shirt actually." And he'll be like kind of proud or like whatever. However he responds. And you're just family sharing and say, thanks for spreading positivity. That's it. And that's all you shared. It's just your reaction. Just whatever he was doing, something he was wearing, something he did. Maybe he was rescuing a puppy or holding a puppy, or he was, taking care of his grandma and it impacted you. You just want to share that with him. And then let it be. Whatever happens, happens. And of course, if you can get in more social contexts and social groups where it's natural to talk to people, that'll be even easier to share those things that come up with a man that you observe, or with something that he said to you, or something that happened in the conversation. I hope this was helpful. Much love. If you haven't yet, also make sure to take our free feminine polarity quiz at femininepolarity.com, where we help you attract a loving, long-term, and committed relationship. And I will talk to you again very soon. Bye-bye.